Hey everyone, it's Adria.
And I'm Brooke.
And this is What Have You Done? Can you hear the music playing?
All right. Yeah. My little dance to
All
it.
All right.
All right. You want to take the lead and let everybody know what happened last time we got to do this?
I do want to let everyone know because I feel like the people that do listen to this are just like, oh, they're going another week between podcasts again.
Yep.
And that's not the case. We had technical difficulty. And instead of dog ate my homework, it's cat ruined my life.
For like the third week straight.
Yeah. I have a cat that's just into everything. And an hour into recording, she jumped on top of my laptop and stopped the recording without me noticing. Then when we did notice, we kind of deleted some clips to get back on the same page and all the audio was just
only on your end,
ruined.
So I don't know what
only
happened. Because you literally just deleted a section and then it was all distorted. So, and I was like, I don't know enough about this to fix that. So, guess we're just going to have to pick another night and start
right
all over.
Yeah, there was, it sounded, so it sounded fine as I listened to it. And then as soon as I hit delete for that little clip, everything sounded like I recorded it through the microphone on the laptop. Like, it was just, but not even that, like, on a laptop that fell into water.
No, it sounded like you were underwater.
Yeah. Like, everything was just reverberating, and you could hear everything going on in the background, and
yeah, if anybody has a recommendation about maybe what happened, and if some kind of setting could have fixed that, let us know, but
yeah, and if anyone would like a 2.5-year-old calico cat that doesn't go to the bathroom in the litter box and ruins every aspect of my life, just kidding, not that dramatic, but she's on my last nerve right now. She's lucky she's cute.
They're all lucky they're cute.
I know.
They're all being stupid. Mine's being stupid.
But speaking of lucky they're cute, since we last recorded, you got some new little friends.
Yeah. I got two little baby ferrets yesterday. I've been wanting ferrets again for a long time now. I've had quite a few in the past. But you know what? I was, at the same time, I was like, oh, I kind of want a cat. I'm glad I went with ferrets.
Yeah, just stick with the ferrets.
They're quiet. They poop in their litter box, or at least their cage. Right. And they're just happy, so I'll take that. They're both, it's a little male and a little female, and they're both, like, 2 months old. They're super, super fresh. They're so cute.
It's crazy how big they are for 2 months old. Like, what are they gonna get? Or maybe just in the pictures, they look big.
Yeah, they're pretty small. The male's significantly bigger than the female already, but they're both still, like, 2 months old. They'll get a little bit bigger.
That's awesome. Those were probably my favorite pets they had when I was younger, were the ferrets.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. They're just so much fun, and they're so entertaining, and they're always friendly, like,
yeah.
They're just fun.
That is fun.
And I got a tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Your zebra.
Yeah. That came out fucking awesome. I'm so happy with it.
When can you take the plastic wrap off of it?
Tomorrow. Yep. I'm dying to, because this is a very weird feeling, but
right. When you showed me the picture of it originally, like before you got it, I thought it was going to be smaller. That's cool. It's big like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just let her put it how it would be like proportion on my arm, and I think it's perfect.
Yeah. It looks awesome.
Thanks.
Should give her a shout out. Is it Jess?
Jess Reef Tattoos.
Find her on Instagram.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome.
I think I was looking at her Instagram recently. She just opened her books back up or something, right?
They're already closed again. She's so busy that she, like, they were open for, like, maybe a couple days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for her, though.
Yeah. Yeah, she's only been tattooing for, like, 3 years, I believe, and
she's... really?
Yeah, really talented and really busy already, so...
It looks like she has, like, her signature style that she does with the eyes and stuff, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that it's a lot different than most tattoos, most styles, you know?
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm excited because the second half of Ozark, the final season, is out today. So I'm going to watch that this weekend. You haven't seen that one, right?
No. I literally just was sitting here and I was like, what the fuck is that? But I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's
one of our coworkers said she didn't really like it, but she said she's in a weird place in life right now or something like that. Because it is pretty suspenseful and kind of dark.
Yeah, I can get how a show like that added to anxiety already could not benefit you.
Exactly. I just love Jason Bateman.
I don't know if I know who that is. I'm sure I do. I'd have to Google a picture, though.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you hear his voice, because he does a lot of voiceover work, too. But he was in Arrested Development. And...
oh, yeah, I know him.
Yeah, he's in a ton of stuff. But he's funny because he's wicked funny, but his delivery is just, like, straight-faced... matter of fact, I love that. When people aren't constantly, like me, just like giggling after everything. You have to pay attention to know it's a joke.
There's a Zootopia 2?
Oh yeah, I think there is. Now that I think about it. Officer Hops.
Yeah, that movie's so cute. That's one of my favorites.
I know, I love that movie. With the sloths. Oh, yeah, he's the fox in that.
Is he? Yeah, that's how I got to it, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess.
They have a joke in that movie that I'm like, that's so weird of a joke to have in a kid's movie. What is it? It's, what do you call a three-humped camel?
I don't know. Pregnant?
Pregnant, yeah.
Yay. I mean, that's kind of cheating because I have seen that movie, but it came back to me.
Oh, okay. That's the one he's telling the sloth, and it takes wicked long.
Oh, yeah, and off. He starts. Wow. I think I need to watch that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, getting back into what we're doing today. We're going to do a little different because the show originally we wanted to be telling people stories and getting to know everyone and knowing everyone's business. So we're going to tell a few of our stories today.
Hell yeah.
Just about stuff, random stuff that's happened in our lives that maybe someone else will find interesting too.
I think they will find it interesting.
I hope so. Hopefully we have the same reactions the second time around.
I know. That was such a bummer because the live reactions were so good.
Ugh, it was good. Oh, well.
But it's been a couple days, so maybe it takes like 24 hours for my mind to erase itself, so.
Right. And mine is about 30 seconds, so I'm sure that I already forgot a lot of what we talked about.
And we didn't finish all the stories, so there'll still be some new ones.
Yeah.
Because I remember we just kept telling more and more, and then each other would think of one, another one.
Right. I like your mug. It looks pretty big.
It says, my dog is cuter than yours.
That's not true.
Only some days.
Yeah.
Depends which one of them's being a shit.
What are you drinking?
Orange juice.
Orange juice. Huh. I haven't had straight orange juice in a long time.
Really? I like it.
We don't keep a lot of juice in the house now that I'm actually thinking about it.
I keep literally water, orange juice, and the Arizona green teas. That's like all I drink. And alcohol.
Yeah, that's what I'm used to you seeing you drink is the big Arizona iced tea can.
That's true. I don't have any of those, so I'm switching it up.
Switching it up. All right. Well, did you want to get us started?
Yeah. All right. So my first story is just one of the weirdest days I've ever had. That's the category I put it under. So I was at a bar with my stepsister-in-law, and we were sitting outside at a bar that I'm a regular at, and it was during the summer. We were, like, listening to live music, I believe. There was a table of, like, older men behind us, maybe, like, you know, late 40s, early 50s. And I had just had a feeling from when I sat down that they were probably going to end up talking to us at some point or saying something stupid at some point.
You sense danger.
Yeah. So, of course, not long after that I even had that thought, one of them did say something to me when I got my food. And I had just ordered, like, chicken wings, regular chicken wings. And he made a comment from over at his table. And he was like, oh, are those well done? Which, one, I wasn't expecting. Two, made zero fucking sense. So I was like,
right.
They're good. And he just, like, he gave me this, he, like, put his hands up and was like, whoa, and gave me this look and acted like I was so offended that he had said something to me.
Right.
So that just, like, made me roll my eyes, and I was like, okay. Yeah.
Like, how dare you not laugh at my joke?
Right. And, like,
you must be a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Your joke that literally made zero sense and wasn't even funny, so. So, I mean, it didn't take long after that for the two of them to get up from their table, and they invited themselves to come over and talk to us and literally stand at our table while we were sitting, eating, and drinking. They were just hitting on the both of us, and they were just saying a lot of inappropriate things. And the fucking chicken wing guy, two of the things he said was that my resting bitch face is sexy and that I look like Olivia Wilde. And I was like, hey, the second one, that's fine. First one, little weird.
Yeah, that's not really a compliment, maybe.
Right, right, exactly. Like, how am I supposed to take that? So,
oh my God.
Yeah, that one, that was a first. I hadn't heard that one, but I've heard the Olivia Wilde thing before.
Yeah, you do look kind of similar to her.
That's
the same guy with the chicken wings comment is the one that said that?
Yes.
Oh, so he's obviously...
He's got a lot to say.
Doesn't know how to talk. Yeah, he has a lot to say, but not any of the right things.
Right. Right. And I'm sure I gave him probably my resting bitch face after he said the stupid thing about the chicken wings. That's probably where it came from.
Probably.
Okay, so... Oh, yeah, they were also trying to get us to go for a ride on their motorcycles while they were clearly drunk as fuck.
Ugh.
And I was like, I'm... Anyway, no. And then again, no.
No. Yeah.
I can hear you slurring. No.
It's not happening.
Ugh.
Sir.
So, okay, so the best part comes after that. So, one of the other guy, not the chicken wing guy, was talking a lot about his daughter. And I just had a feeling, based on how old I thought this guy was, that his daughter was most likely around my age. So I kind of was going about this to, like, call him out for being creepy and hitting on somebody that's, you know, hitting on somebody and saying gross things to somebody that's probably his daughter's age.
Right.
So... He, at one point, was just going on and on about how beautiful she was, and was like, I know everyone says their kids are beautiful, but my daughter's beautiful. So I was like, okay, like, let me see a picture. So he, like, fumbled through his phone for a minute, and he pulls up her Facebook. And, you know, shows me the phone, and I look over at it, and just immediately bursted out laughing, because, and then I was like, I know her. Like, I graduated with her. She was in my graduating class. Like,
oh, man.
So I was right, and his daughter is literally my exact age.
Were you friends with her on Facebook?
Yes. Yeah, we are Facebook. We are Facebook friends.
God.
I know.
So awkward.
I know. So, yeah, we went to the same high school. So, gets even better. Keeps going. Doesn't stop there. He then decides he needs to call her. Yeah, he chats with her for a couple minutes before he hands me the phone.
Why?
Right? I'm like, what? That proves to you how drunk he was. Because, like, what is happening? Why are you,
right.
Why are you calling her? Why are you handing me the phone? And, like, I didn't say that I knew her. Like, I said she was in my graduating class, but, like, I never was like, yeah, she knows who I am, you know? Like,
right.
So, thankfully, I was able to be like, hey, blank, and I think she just asked me a couple questions, like, where I was, and probably just, like, how I managed to be talking with her dad, and just...
Right, why are you with my dad?
Yeah.
Right now?
So we just kind of awkwardly talked for a little bit, and then her dad says to me to tell her that he found her new stepmom, referring to me. And I was like, I don't, what the fuck is happening?
Did you tell her?
Yep. I wanted her to know how creepy he was being.
Right. By the way, you need to call me mom now.
Right. Right. You may be older than me, I'm not sure, but...
Yeah.
Right. Not by much. Yeah, but that was pretty much the story. I gave him the phone back, and then, like, right after that, he just disappeared and then was, like, yelling on the phone to somebody for the rest of the night.
Probably his wife.
Seriously.
Because the daughter probably called her. It's like, Dad said he met my new stepmom.
Right. Right. Yeah, I don't know, but... Man.
What time of day would you say this was?
It was, like, the afternoon. Maybe the night started around, like, 5.
Oh, okay. So not that late.
No, it definitely wasn't. Trunk. No, it wasn't like 9 or 10 at night, and I don't think it was earlier than 5, because that's usually when I would meet my stepsister-in-law there. But yeah, I don't know. Everything about that fucking night was weird.
Yeah, and one of the guys didn't. One of them say something wicked gross to you.
Yes. Yeah.
While you were talking.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to repeat it anymore, but. I've been thinking about that.
Yeah, he, the same guy that made the, found your new stepmom comment kept telling me, like, how good he was, or, like, that he knew how to go down on a girl, and I was like, why are you sharing so much information?
Right, it's like you are literally my father's age. This is like my father telling me that. It's disgusting.
Right.
What?
Yeah, I was like, I'm all set with that. I'm good. I don't need to hear you explain it.
Yeah. PSA to guys out there that talk to random girls like that. And 9 out of 10 women don't. Think that's attractive. Like, you automatically just talking about it don't think that's attractive. I know he's probably trying to show that he knows his way around a woman or whatever.
Right. But it's like, who just comes out and says that?
Yeah.
And there's, like, 50-50 chance you're bullshit or, like, actually maybe kind of know what you're doing. Like, it's pretty even split if you say something about it.
Right, because they say that the more someone talks about something, it's like they're trying to,
yes,
like, boost themselves up.
Exactly.
Yeah. The good ones don't talk about it.
Right.
It's that BDE.
I was like, what? I got it.
That, I was like, I wonder if...
I put that together.
The lesbian knows what that is, but... Oh, yeah. Exciting.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I do like that bar. There's a lot of characters
there. Yeah, I've definitely had some interesting times at that bar, but it's still one of my favorites, and I still go. So I have not seen them there since. And that was probably, like, last summer, right? Yeah, so.
Well, you know why, because they were wasted and got on their motorcycles to go home. So they probably are not with us anymore.
Seriously, right?
Not to be morbid. That's the scariest thing, is like on a motorcycle.
Yeah. And it was dark by the time they left, too.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they're okay.
Yeah. I guess I probably would have seen something on Facebook, so.
Oh, that's true.
Good so, point. I think he's still good. At least one of them. I don't know.
He's still good. All right. Well, what I have, I guess it's going to be a segment of stories of just most people that know me know I'm pretty awkward. There's no denying it. And I'm definitely that awkward, I don't know how to say no to people initially. So I usually agree to do stuff that I'm not, that after seems very questionable.
Yeah, I'm the same way. So you don't have to feel bad, because I'm definitely guilty of the same thing.
Yeah, that's it. Now, like, even I get like spam calls and I don't pick up the phone at all, because once I'm on the call, I have a hard time hanging up.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I've gotten better with it, but now it's just, I don't know. I don't know what it is, because in certain situations, I don't give a shit. I could tell someone to fuck off, whatever. But if the person seems nice, like if they're not coming at me with aggression and seem really nice or whatever, I have a very hard time saying no.
Yeah.
First example. Now, this is when I was like a younger kid, so maybe that's some excuse for it, but I don't really think it is, because I wasn't that young. I was probably 16, and I got reminded of it with your Brittany Drexel case, just thinking about how my mother never knew where I was. Because she, you know, she worked a lot, so I think she had to be pretty strict, because she was a single mom and just had us.
Yeah.
And there were no real cell phones or anything, and the ones that were all prepaid and crappy. So
yeah.
She, unless she, like, kept us strict, she never knew where we were. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, one thing or another. But a friend of mine and I wanted to go to a concert kind of far away. We had to take a train, like a commuter rail train, kind of down. So I, at that point, lived kind of near Boston. So we took a train to, I want to say it's like the south, not the South Shore, but South Boston, or south of Boston, maybe more toward Rhode Island. And when we had mapped it out, we had thought that the train was going to let off pretty close to where the venue was. It was like an all-day concert. So you got there in the morning and it went all the way till nighttime with all different bands and everything. It was pretty, it was awesome.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So
once we got there.
And once we chilled a little bit. But so when we got there, we started asking people around like how we got to the venue there. And everyone was like, whoa, that you're not really close to there for walking. So we're kind of just defeated, and we started kind of walking in the direction, but it was really hot. It was the summertime. We went into a Dunkin' Donuts to like get an iced coffee, talk about it. And a woman comes over with a younger child, probably around like 2-ish. And she said, hey girls, I overheard you talking. I can give you a ride down there. I'm going that way anyway. It's right by where I live. So we just kind of looked at each other and we were like, okay.
Sure.
To figure it's like a nice lady with a kid.
Yeah.
And
more
whatever.
Willing to trust.
Right. It's like, go ahead. And we get in her car. I'm in the front. My friend's in the back with the baby. And she immediately starts driving in the wrong direction. Okay. So I had said to her, I was like, oh, I think it's that way. She was like, oh, yeah, but there's going to be a lot of traffic. I'm going to go around it the back way, like in around the back. Like, okay. So she's driving and we keep expecting her to turn at some point, like to start going like around the back way, like she said.
Not continue driving farther away.
Yeah, she keeps going and she's not really talking either. She's like messing with the radio or whatever. My friend in the back was like, do you know about how much longer it is till we get there? Because it had probably been almost 10 minutes and we hadn't like turned. We were just going straight in the opposite direction. And the woman was like, oh yeah, you know, like I said, there's a lot of traffic around there, so I'm just making sure I get around it.
How long do you think you had been driving for at this point?
At that point, it must have been around 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. So she keeps going. It's not on a highway. This is just like streets, mm-hmm. like neighborhood streets at this point. And she is not saying anything. Like, she's barely talking. So again, I said, are we turning at some point to get back to there? And she was like, I know where I'm going. I was like, okay. And just like her complete tone changed. It was very like cold and stern. And I like looked at my friend in the back and I was like, we just kind of like raised our eyebrows at each other. Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
So then we're in the car for another 10 minutes. This bitch still hasn't turned.
Oh my God.
And now we're like fiddling with stuff. Finally, my friend was, we stopped at a stoplight. And my friend was just kind of like, well, we're going to get out here and start getting out of the car. So I just followed her and we got out on the side and just started like booking it in the opposite direction.
Oh my God.
And she took off and just kept driving. So we're like, what the fuck just happened?
Right. What did you just avoid? Because it was, right. You avoided something bad.
Like, what are we doing? We're not in the same city anymore. Like, we're just... We ended up having to, so we went into another Dunkin' Donuts and used payphone there to call a taxi. It took us like over a half hour to get back to where we were.
So you were even farther away than you were at the Dunkin's.
Yeah. Yep. So they dropped us off at the stadium and we just went about our day after that. But at that point, we were like really shooken up.
Yeah.
So
no, like, that's scary.
We almost just get kidnapped?
Right.
What is happening? So I don't know.
Damn.
What is going on with that? Sorry to take a drink.
Drink.
Wet the whistle. So what was I? So the next one, same thing. I was probably, I'm trying to think when we bought this house. I was probably about 27. So I'm much older now. Older. I have a child. So our youngest was probably 2 or 3 at this point. He was about the age that child was when I almost got kidnapped the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And we had moved into this house and the people that had the house before left a cat here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they couldn't bring him, her, where they were going. It was like a semi-outdoor cat anyway. So that cat did not get along with our cat, so we kind of just kept her as an outdoor cat, like letting her in and out, but making sure when she came in, our cat was away, you know, so we just kept them separated.
Yeah.
But the majority of the daytime, she was outside. And one day, get a knock at the door, and I'm home from work, and the baby is home too. And at the door, there's an older woman, probably mid-60s. Maybe early 70s. She goes, oh, hi. I know the people that used to live here. And I've seen their cat around the neighborhood, Julia. I was like, oh, yeah, I know the cat. She goes, I think she got hit by a car. I was like, oh, really? So now I'm concerned. I'm like, oh, no.
Right.
She goes, yeah, I'm not sure if it's her, though. Do you want to come look with me? I said to her, I was like, well, I have my son here. I can't really leave him. And she was like, oh, I have a car seat in the car. It's no problem. It's just around the corner. It'll be fine.
It's like, I mean, maybe she has grandchildren, but like, what? Why do you just have a car seat in the back of your car?
I don't know. I think in my head, I reasoned that it was grandchildren.
Yeah.
I don't know. But she had a seat that fit him. So now my dumbass packs my child into this car and gets in with her because I'm like, okay, let's see if it's the cat. She drives around to the, it was like 2 streets over. This cat, Julia, was a white cat, all white, with just black ears.
Mm-hmm.
And the cat that was in the road was mostly black. And it was like a calico type of deal. So a bunch of different colors, mostly black. I was like, yeah, that's not her. And she goes, are you sure? I know what she looks like. I was like, yeah, she's a white cat. That's not her.
That cat's not white.
No, it looks nothing. It couldn't look further from the cat in question.
Huh.
So she goes, oh, okay. I must be remembering wrong. She turns to go back to our house, misses the street. I'm like, oh, that was our street back there. And she was like, oh, okay. And she kept driving and misses the next street. And in my head, I'm like, Lord Jesus, please tell me that I didn't just put my child into the situation. Because in my head, I was like, what is happening? I get flashbacks to the same situation before.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm like, he's in the seat out back and he doesn't know what's going on. He's like singing to himself. Like, oh, God. And so she did drop us off back at the house. And I think she was just, like, a disoriented.
Yeah, clearly woman. She was confused.
Ugh. Yeah, I wonder if she's okay. But she...
Had you seen her before?
No, never seen her. Haven't seen her since then.
Ooh, that's weird.
Yeah. You know who she looked like? Or you could probably bleep it out or something. But you know the woman that brings in the dog for the nail trims that you do, like, 9 yeah. o'clock every 4 weeks. She looked like her.
Oh, really?
So, like, an unassuming, sweet old lady.
Yeah, that lady's so... That lady reminds me of my grandmother. I think that's why I, like, make sure I do that dog all the time, because I'm like, I like you.
Aww. Yeah. So, I'm sure nothing sinister was happening, but at the same time, it's like, why did you get in the car? Why couldn't you just say no?
Right.
Like, I'll drive over there myself.
Right. Or, like, when my husband gets home, like, we'll go take a look.
Right. But no, I can't say no.
Yeah.
It's an issue.
Feel you.
No amount of medication has ever been able to fix that in me. Unless I just haven't found
it. I was going to say, is there a medication that would help that? Because
there has to be.
I don't know.
There has to be.
Yeah, maybe if you're so drugged out of your mind, you can't answer.
I just can't walk and get myself into situations.
You're just unconscious, so you can't get into somebody's car.
Well, copyright that. I'm going to get on that right now.
Okay.
That's probably... I think that's what the a roofie is, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. I guess then they could just carry you into their car, because that's kind of what happens, but...
Oh, I would love to see the person that carries me into their car. Let's be real.
Hey.
I would have to be... Dwayne The Rock Johnson would have to be knocking at my door.
You'd get into his car, though, right?
Yes, I love The Rock, so...
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he does seem like a nice guy, but that's how I get into the situations anyway.
That's true.
So they all seem like nice people until they're not. So just the third situation, this one is very innocent, but it still reminds me of why the fuck do you put yourself in these situations?
Mm-hmm.
That it's like, I don't even know. So this is a few years later, because now this is when you and I have already met each other, because I've been working at the new place that I am at now.
Mm-hmm.
And some clients of ours had a pizza shop near the shop, and now I work in the same city, so I see a lot of people that come into our shop. And they had just gotten a new puppy. I stopped in there to get a pizza to take home, and they noticed my sweatshirt and were like, oh, we're gonna bring the puppy in soon. So I was wearing the logo and I was like, oh yeah, how's she doing? And they were like, great, do you want to see her? She's here. Like, yeah, sure, because they weren't really done with the food yet. Like, why not? So he goes, okay, she's downstairs in the basement. And I go, all right, no problem. So like, I want to see the puppy.
That I'm sure is in your basement.
Right. If you have candy down there, too, right. That's a bonus. So I start walking down into their basement. And he was like, oh, my wife will be down there in a second. Slams the door behind me. And like the way that he slammed it, I immediately thought to myself, did he just lock me in the basement? There was a puppy down there, though. That's good. And I played with it for a minute. And then it started creeping back again. Like, I should probably go test that door.
Right.
And see if I'm not locked down here. Because nobody would have known where I was. I didn't tell him where I was stopping for anything. I was like, literally no one knows I'm here right now. So I don't think I had brought my phone in there or anything either. Because I thought it was just going to be 1-2.
Yeah.
Get in, get out. So I start walking back up the stairs to test the door. And thankfully his wife did come. She was coming down at the same time. So I was like, oh, thank God. I think that was that's probably one of the last times that I remember putting myself into a situation where it made me think to myself, what are you doing right now?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Yeah. It's just that I'm sure that's not the end of it. There'll probably be more situations.
You have more to look back on now, though, to remember to say no.
Yes. Yep. I think, too, the older I'm getting, the better I'm getting at just being like, no.
Right. You know. Just like, no.
Yeah. And I think I'm more able to say no to men than women. Like, women, I think I'm just normally like, oh, they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Which I guess mostly is the case, but I got to get myself out of that mindset.
Yeah, because not always.
No, not always. So yeah, I think that's it for those stories.
Those were good ones. That's, I have definitely done the same thing before, but I was young.
You can think of a situation?
Yeah.
What is it?
So I was with my friend up north, and we were probably like 13 at the time, and we were up like kind of near a lake, and we were just like walking around the area. We had gotten dropped off, and we were just walking around down there, and we ended up meeting these two like kids. They were older than us, not extremely, like a few years or whatever, but they could drive and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just, like, hanging out with them, and then they were like, oh, like, wanna come back to our place or whatever? So, like, we got in the car with them and went to their house. Like, they were nice and everything was fine, but, like,
right.
We literally just went to their house, and then they just dropped us back off after, but, like, we had literally just met them that day, and, you know?
How old were you?
Like, 13.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend that I was with listens to this podcast, so she will probably remember that story.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Two girls at the lake house.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's one of those situations, too. Like, your parents would have had no idea where you were.
Nope.
It's gone just like that.
Yep. Thankfully, that's, like, the only time I ever did anything like that, though. I was a pretty anxious person, so, well, I still am, but.
Right. That's the thing. I feel like I'm anxious and outgoing at the same time. Do you ever feel like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think I'm a, what they call, what is it? Like, an extroverted introvert. Like, I like my time, and I like spending time alone and just being in my house and hanging out, but also, I do like talking to people and, you know, getting out there and doing things.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I don't know.
All right. Well, do you want to switch it over to a little paranormal stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Always.
So, I'll start with my little short one. And then I think I thought of a couple after that I was going to tell, but,
Okay.
So, my first one is, this was the house I lived with my dad when I was growing up. And, like, I had... Oh, my God. I can't stop burping. Does orange juice give you heartburn?
Yes.
Maybe that's why you
don't
drink it.
That's probably why we don't drink it
that much.
I think
that's what's happening right now. So I apologize.
Do you need a minute? Do you need to get, like, Tums or something?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, so my parents are divorced, so I would go there on the weekends and, like, every other whatever. But I had always, again, I was always a very anxious child, and I would get freaked out at absolutely anything. But, like, that house was creepy. It was in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by woods. Like, it was always felt like it was pitch black there.
Ugh.
And I just always was ready for something to, like, come crawling in through my window. Like, I would, like, I never would, like, look out. There was a big sliding glass door. I refused to look out of it if I walked by. Like, when you went into the living room and, like, into the kitchen, there was, like, a long hallway with a door at the end with a bunch of windows. And I, like, would refuse to look down the hallway.
Yeah. There's nothing scarier than looking outside and there's just nothing but black.
Yeah.
Like, you can't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that.
Yeah, So this story, I remember that night I was downstairs with my dad and his fiance at the time, and we were all, like, just, like, playing card games or whatever, which is, like, a regular deck of cards. So, like, I remember that, and then I had gone up to bed, and I had fallen asleep, and so I had one of those lamps that, like, it was like a light bulb, and then it had one of those, like, shades around it, and it had a picture on it. Mine happened to have dolphins on it, and it would rotate and, like, make colors on the wall. So when I had fallen asleep, I had happened to wake up again, and I looked up at my ceiling, which should have been nothing because there was nothing on the top of the lamp, so it should have just been, like, the light, you know. There shouldn't have been any shadows or anything, but so I looked up at the ceiling and I saw, like, it looked like an older woman with, like, her hair up in a bun, kind of, like, sitting hunched over a little bit with, like, on, like, a poofy dress. Like, it seemed, like, old-timey. Yeah. And, like, it looked like she was, like, sitting at a fire. Like, there wasn't a shadow of a fire, but it was just, like, the side profile older woman with her hair in a bun, sitting a little bit hunched over with, like, a big poofy dress.
Yikes.
And, like, I feel like the fact that I can describe that so clearly, like, I can see it.
Yeah, it was so long ago. Like, it must have
that, yeah, I probably burned was, into like, memory. I probably was under 12, so that was more than 12 years ago, at least.
Wow.
And I can still remember that, so I literally just, like, got up out of my bed and flew down the hallway and down the stairs to go get my dad, but... And that's what makes me think, too, is, like, when I woke up, the lights were still on because they were still downstairs playing cards. So, like, that's, again, I don't know, like, I feel like usually when you dream, you don't really dream, like, the current situation that just happened, like, right before, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
At least I don't.
Yeah. I don't think so. I can't recall anything like that.
Like, enough that's to be, creepy. Like, they're still downstairs playing cards, you know? Like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's creepy.
I don't remember waking up from that. Like, I can remember other nightmares and stuff, but I'm like, I remember freaking out and waking up.
Yeah.
But not that one. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Oof.
Yeah, that one freaked me out. And then, so I went by that house not that long ago because where my mom lives now is like 5 minutes away. And I wanted to drive by it just to see what it looked like. And it's, like, up this long hill with just a bunch of trees, a bunch of nothing. And then you take a left onto the street and it, like, just goes down a little bit and it's just a cul-de-sac. So it's still a very small area. But, like, right before we were going to pass that house, there was, like, 3 huge deer that, like, were in the road. And they, like, kind of went off a little bit. And we were just like, whoa, like, that's cool. And then we... You know, went down the street, saw the house, you know, came back around and came back up. And, like, when we went by again, all the deer, like, the 3 deer were just standing in the woods, like, staring at us. And I was like, that's just, I don't know. That just gave me a little, like, eerie feeling.
That's a little creepy.
Yeah.
Like, they're guarding the house almost, being, like, watching what's coming and going.
Yeah. It was just, I don't know, just strange. Of all times for me to, I've literally never been back to that house since I lived there. And, like, the one time I did, it's just a weird, eerie, you know, experience.
Yeah. Yikes. And you said they were real big, too, right?
They were huge, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Ugh. Do you know what Animorphs is?
Yeah, it was a book, right?
Yeah, the book series. That just made me think of that. Like, people, like, say someone passed away and now they, like, their spirit is in those deer. Mm-hmm. So they just patrol because they know something sinister is over there.
Yeah, seriously. I would be surprised. I loved
those books when I was younger.
I think I read them. I don't really remember, though.
Loved them. I think they came out with a TV show, but I didn't like it that much. Oh, man. I've seen one ghost in my life. Mm. One that I can 100% say, or maybe 99.8% say, that was a ghost. I know it was a ghost, and no one's going to change my mind about it. I was driving to the city that I live in now. My husband's lived here almost his entire life. Born and raised here. So I was visiting him. This is when we first started dating. And it was nighttime. I was driving down a road. And it's not like this part of the town isn't like big city. Like, it's not a lot of street lights. They're kind of like sparse. Mm-hmm. And I was coming to a place where the speed limit gets pretty low. But there were street lights coming up. And I saw someone starting to cross the street. And to me, it looked like appeared male, just dressed in black, normal walking across the street. So I slowed down and I came almost to pretty much to a complete stop in the street to let this person pass. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they got next to my car, poof, just gone.
And you were looking gone. Right at them when it happened?
Yep. I was looking at them. They had their head down, looking at them. And obviously, like, I knew how close they were to me because I was stopped.
Right.
In the middle of this street. I looked over to the side of my car. No one's there. I looked back where the person came from. Nobody is there. Nobody is on this street. This person's just gone.
And you're sitting there stopped, right?
Yeah. At this moment. I'm just sitting in my car stopped. I turn the volume on the radio down because I'm like, what is happening right now?
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, I guess I'm just gonna go. So I finished driving and I got to Brian's house. I was like, you're not gonna believe what just happened. And he was like, that did not happen. I was like, it did happen. And we talked about it. Back then, I don't think he believed that much in paranormal stuff. Now he's like completely open to it. But back then he was like, oh, they probably just started running and you didn't see where they went. I was like, no, I'm telling you, they did not cross in front of my car. They were about to, but they did not come in front of my car. They were not behind my car. They didn't go anywhere. They just, 1 second they were there and then it was gone.
That's so crazy.
Ugh. Yeah. I know exactly. I think about that every time I go down that road because it's a main road.
Yeah. No, I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
That reminds me. So I have a story that's kind of like that. I didn't like see the person vanish because it was really quick, but it was when I was a lot younger. It was before I could drive. And I think my mom was driving and I think my friend was in the back seat and I was sitting in the passenger seat, the front passenger seat. And I remember what road it's on too. Like it was dark. And we were just driving on this road, and I, like, caught out of the corner of my eye, because all you could see was what the headlights of the car lit up. And, like, so there was nothing there besides trees, but, like, in that, you know, couple seconds of the car lights hitting the trees, there was just, like an older woman, like, if it was real, she was just standing, like, leaned on a tree in the fucking pitch black.
Ooh.
But, like, I remember, like, I saw it, and I, like, looked at my mom and my friend, and I was like, tell me you saw that. Tell me, like, I was so convinced. And, like, that's crazy. I don't know, to have, like, your eyes trick you for, like, a whole person. I don't know. Like,
yeah. Did she have a bun in her hair and was wearing a poofy dress?
No.
Imagine if it was the
thing. I know. No. I don't. It was so fast that I didn't get much detail, but it didn't remind me of that at all.
Yeah.
But it just freaked me out because, like, after the car had gone by, she literally was pitch black. Like, what are you doing if it was a real person or, like...
Right. That's freaky.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I think that's the closest I've come to, like, seeing a ghost.
Ugh. Yeah. And one of my favorite things to talk about people with is, do you believe in ghosts? Mm-hmm. Because everybody, whether they do or not, everybody has, like, something to say about it. And most people have. Or most people do.
They have some type of experience. Yeah.
Yeah. Most people have at least one experience that they were like, whoa. There's no explanation for it.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a couple friends that are like, yeah, right. You know, like, don't believe in it whatsoever.
Right.
There's
always one.
Yeah, my brother does not.
Nope, not at all.
Believe. Not at all. There's always an explanation.
Huh.
But whatever, he's a water sign. They're so reasonable.
Oh, my God. So I thought I can't remember the story, but I know you've told it before. Did you, like, knock a child down in a store or something?
Oh, my God.
You don't have to tell that story if you don't want to, but I just wanted to hear it.
I did. I don't remember, like, what the circumstances were, though. I want to say it was in a Target. I remember, because I can picture the child on the ground. But I was in a Target, and I was looking at something, and I backed up to, like, look at it from a distance, I guess. I want to say I was looking for, like, prices of toilet paper or something stupid like that. And I knocked into a child that just completely fell on their face onto the floor.
Hard floor.
Yeah, in Target, and just started, like, screaming, crying. And then the mom comes around the corner, and I'm, like, trying to help the kid, and she's like, what happened?
You're like, I punched her in the face.
Yeah, and the kid was like, she pushed me, and I was like, no. No, I did not. I did not push you.
Oh, my God.
Technically, I pushed you, but I was like, I'm so sorry. I was backing up, like, into him or her or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
It was just, like, mortifying. I ended up leaving the Target without buying anything. I was like, okay, time to go. Because the woman's giving me the death stare.
Right. Well, first of all, watch your child.
Exactly. This kid couldn't have been more than 6 years old. Why are they by themselves directly behind me in the aisle that you're not even in?
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think that's... I almost want to say there was something else going on that day, but...
I was just going to say there was more to that day, or, like, something else weird had just happened to you, too. Because that was, that was, like, the second thing, I think. I think something had happened before that.
I'm trying to... That was definitely... It was a weird day.
And I think that's why you just left the Target, because you were like, I need to go home.
Yeah, I need to just go. Oh, it will come to me in my sleep tonight.
Yeah.
And I'll wake up and I'll be like, oh, I remember what else happened that day that I was just like, okay, today's done.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody at work remembered the other half to either.
I want to say, wait, hold on. I think I might have... Because I usually stop at Starbucks in the Target before I go browse. I want to say I dropped my drink that I had. And that's why I had backed up in the aisle and then nailed this child. Because I was moving kind of fast when I backed up. That's probably what... I think that's what happened, is I had shattered a venti coffee all over the ground. And then this kid is screaming behind me. I was like, oh, okay, I just need to
Too much is happening.
This is way too much attention being brought to me right now.
Damn. Yeah. I needed that laugh because I remembered that.
Well, I'm glad I could do that for you.
Yeah, you always have a story that can make me laugh.
What were you? Oh, the last one where I said my name wrong. I want to say that's the most loud I've ever heard you laugh before. Like the biggest, like genuine laugh.
It just hit me so off guard, and I literally like. We both just paused, too, and I think that cracked me up more than, I don't know. Yeah, I laughed pretty, pretty hard at that one.
Yeah, I think you were slapping the table that you're on.
I was probably clapping. I do that.
Oh, man. Did you have any more stories that you had?
No? I don't think so. That was a good chunk of stories, though.
Yeah. For people listening, if you liked that content... Maybe you can send us some of your stories, too, that right. we can laugh at.
So every...
We do enjoy laughing at other people's misery.
Yeah. Don't we all? Exactly.
Yeah.
We're putting ourselves out there first. Now it's your turn.
Yeah. I know I said I was going to do it the last podcast, but I will maybe put some polls out on Instagram about what people want to hear about and what we can talk about, too.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah. And we'll try and record in the next couple days again, too, just so there's not too much time between everything again.
Did you start your next topic yet?
I did start researching it.
Is it a surprise?
No. I mean, it's about a guy that was wrongfully accused of something that he didn't do. But he, like, they had to look pretty far into his alibi, so that's kind of, like, a surprise about how... they found out that he wasn't the person that did it.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting. Yeah.
What are you doing?
I have another disappearance case because I can't.
It's the boy from Maine?
Get away from those. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I did that research a while ago, so.
You're locked and loaded?
Yeah, and it'll be a refresher, so.
Cool.
It's a pretty good one. There's a lot of weird aspects to that.
Yeah. And that's cool that it's a local one, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, how long ago was it?
Ooh.
Like, is it one that, like, there's still a chance of it being solved at some point?
I want to say, I know Brittany was, okay, so, I wanted to say 2009, but that's when Brittany went missing. This, person is missing since 2004.
Oh, okay. So not too far off. It's, like, 18 years around there, right? Is my math bad on that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I got nervous with the silence.
No, that was my thinking face.
Your thinking face is really sexy.
Gross.
Well, on that note, I guess we can say bye for now.
All right, yeah. Any stories you want to share so we can read them on the podcast and we can laugh at your stuff, send us an email to whathaveyodonepod@gmail.com.
Yep, and you can also follow us on Instagram and DM us there at whathaveyodonepod. And also, too, if you have not funny stuff that you want to share, too, because we can get serious.
Right, that's true. Yeah, it can be about anything.
Yeah.
We're just idiots,
I really would like if someone could send me in some sort of situation where I get to decide if they're the asshole or not. Like, an am I the asshole sort of thing. Because I love that.
Yeah. No, that would be a good one.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you have nothing else, I guess we can say ta-ta.
All right. Yeah, I think we're good.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.